Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Yes. I'm calling regard a charge that is in my account that I have not authorized, and I'd like some help with that, please.
Okay. Can I have your zip code?
49053.
And your first and last name, please?
Janice Page, P-A-G-E.
And can you verify your address for security purposes?
189 Fair Lane. That's in Galesburg, Michigan.
Okay. Yes, Sam, and I do see that you ordered a purifier for $7.95 on the 28th of January as a free gift.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
That is correct.
It does say you by enrolling for that free gift, it also enrolls you in the online gadget store, which is the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is the number one gadget store on the web right now. It does give you discounts to other gadgets that's in there and a $120 gift card that you can use towards in-store purchases every month.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, ma'am.
One second while I get you canceled.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, you're canceled and won't be charged anything else.
And will that cancellation show up in my account today?
Okay, it's not refunded because that is a valid charge. Most I can do is a 35% refund.
Excuse me?
I can give you 35% of your money back, ma'am, because you didn't cancel within 48 hours.
Can I speak to your supervisor, please?
Well, ma'am, we all have the same protocols. Give me one second. Okay, ma'am, I did speak with my supervisor, and they said that it is a valid charge, but they could make it 50% off. It would be a 50% refund.
How much?
Cancel the account. 50%.
Ma'am, I'm on limited income. I'm on disability.
Yes, ma'am, but it did tell you in the terms and conditions that you had to cancel within 48 hours.
And how long ago was the 48-hour period?
Okay, ma'am, you ordered on the 28th. And you were charged on the 31st, so that was 48 hours. Actually, you had a little bit longer than 48 hours before they charged you.
Well, I'm going to have to stop the charge, ma'am, because I do not want the service. I cannot afford it.
Well,
and it's going to cost, excuse me, and I have not had all of my bills come out. Now, should you take $25 from me, it's going to put me in the hole.
Okay, I can issue
so
a refund,
I would like,
ma'am, but
excuse
it's going to take
me, I'm not, ma'am, you are providing a service. I do not want the service. I would like my money. Thank you.
But it does take
I do 3 to 5 days?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and I just need an extension so that I could speak to somebody. If in 3 to 5 days it's not there.
There's no extension, ma'am. You just call back and anyone can see you. I've noted the account. And it's 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your name?
My name is Pam.
Pam.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Pam. I thank you for your time. I'm sorry if I sounded so abrupt, but I'm on an extremely limited income, and there's no way I'd pay $50 for a service that I just can't afford right now. So I do thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank
you
for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. So this is...
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am?
Was there anything else I could do for you?
Oh, no, I'm finished. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.